Welcome back to the Press Box, another Saturday in now February of 2022. My great friend, my guest, as always, my host for the Saturday Racing Preview Show, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzz,
give us a lay of the land. Come on, let's go. Great to be with you again, Gainer. We remind folks of the Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, Mr. McLean, we are, it's cold, but I can feel that Derby fever coming on and some important races today. Let's go ahead and start with the Grade 3 Holy Bull at Gulfstream.
You know, Buzzy, I mean, now's the time to start kicking in gear. Now's the time to start getting serious. Now's the time to start focusing in and getting ready for that big first Saturday in May. And we kickstart with the Grade 3 Holy Bull down at Gulfstream Park. You know, Florida has really become one of the true prep centers for the Derby. And the Holy Bull kind of kickstarts that down there at Gulfstream Park. In addition to what will come along in the very near future, the Florida Derby obviously being the linchpin, but also the Fountain of Youth and some other big races. This is the 33rd running of the Holy Bull. There's some really nice horses in here, Buzzy. Mo Donegal is going to be, I think Mo Donegal is going to be the favorite. It's a horse trained by Todd Fletcher. He's going to be 30-1 in the morning line. I think he probably goes down from there, maybe to 5-2 on the odds. But he's no cinch to win this. This is a really talented group of horses that have been lined up for this race. And Mo Donegal is, he's run at a mile and 16th. He's running at a mile and 8th. He's trained by Todd Fletcher. He's off to a great start down at Gulfstream. You know, he's going to be the horse to beat. But I think, I doubt that he's going to be 100% cranked up for this first big stakes race of the spring season. Rad Ortiz has the mount, but there's a horse in here from Kenny McPeak's barn that I really have come to love. And I really think it's going to be, maybe primed for a big effort here in the Holy Bull.
Yeah, so Mo Donegal, 3-1 in the morning line, and you're talking about Piz the Bomb for Kenny McPeak.
Piz the Bomb, this is a horse that I really have come to admire a lot. He ran a huge race in Keeneland. He ran in the, he broke through the gate before that start. They had to reload him back in there. And then he just runs off and hits a big one to win that race at Keeneland. The Bourbon Stakes, Grade 2 Bourbon, went on and ran very, very well in the Breeders' Cup as well. Dropped back to second, dropped back to 12th, had all kinds of traffic issues. Came weaving, came bobbing, came with a force in that Breeders' Cup Juvenile. With any luck at all, he would have beaten Modern Games in that race. And I just think he ran such a huge race in there. And he's got to, if he can convert over to the dirt, I think that you're going to see a huge effort out of Tis the Bomb. But the horse, I think, Buzzy, that will get most of the betting attention is a horse from the barn of, owned by All Boss Stables and West Point, and from the barn of Dale Roman's Giant Game. Giant Game was kind of poised and ready to pounce there in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Was right third, right on the outside of Corniche. Just didn't get the job done out there, but ran a huge one, and I think he's probably at top, if not the top, right in the top three or four on most people's boards for the Kentucky Derby. Giant Game, going to get Louis Saez up. I think he'll be the post-time favorite. I think Mo Donegal will be the second. I think they'll dominate kind of the betting action. But I like a horse, 6-1, Kenny McPeak, Brian Hernandez Jr. is the bomb.
All right. Okay, so that takes us to Florida. Let us move now to the Big A at Aqueduct for another group of Derby hopefuls, 11 of them, that will go in the Grade 3 Withers.
The 148th running of the Withers. Wow. Going to be a little chilly up here in New York.
Yeah. But, a little snowy,
a little cool, a little brisk. But you know horses do well in cooler weather, and I don't doubt that they will come up with a race, a horse or two that will be launching their next effort towards that Saturday in May. Crevassier is going to be, I think, the horse to beat. You know, he's gotten some points on the road already. Trained by Kelly Breen. You know, he's owned by Hillendale Equine Holdings. But this is a horse, he's a little on the big size. He's a little on the large side. And
okay,
that means he has a big stride to him. But he takes a little longer to kind of come together, get it all put together. Ruben Silvera will be the jockey for the first time, breaking from post position five. Crevassier, I think, is going to be a horse that is going to, you know, has the size, has now the ability, has this kind of the building of the pedigree or the resume for that first, that big mile and a quarter race in May. You know, I don't know if he's going to be primed to handle some of the horses in this particular race just yet. I'm going to go a little different direction. I'm going to go with a horse by the name of Mr. Jefferson, trained by Michael Trombetta. This is a Maryland bred, but he's by the outstanding young stallion, Constitution, stands over at Windstar. Mr. Jefferson broke his maiden going 6 furlongs at Colonial back in August. And, you know, this is a horse I really think is coming into his own. Michael Trombetta is a really underrated young man in the training game. You're going to get Eric Kinsell in the saddle. I'm going with this horse, and I'm also going with a horse is Clarivitch Stables Early Voting. These are two that I'm going to key on in the Grade 3 Withers, my good friend.
Okay. I would never go against you, but how in the world can you not bet on Crevassier on a cold day like this up at the Big A? That's all I'm saying. Gene's complete picks, Gulfstream, the Big A, all the great Derby preps. And listen, this is a guy that's on the ground over at the track at church. I mean, nobody loves the Derby like my man Gene McLean. So follow him and his picks as we really get in, to use a horse racing term, into the home stretch of Derby preps. The Press Box in our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, keep that chili going, keep the fire going, keep the dogs warm. You and the lovely Leanne have a wonderful weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
Well, stay warm, my good friend. Stay safe. We'll get out of this sleet. We'll get out of this ice storm. We'll get out of this all this wintry weather, and, you know, that's why we have January and February. I kill off a few mosquitoes so they don't come around in June and July. So, but we're on the cusp, my good friend. Look forward to seeing you soon.
See you soon, my friend. Love you, boy. Take care.
Love you, man. Take care, brother.